At the 2015 National FFA Convention in Louisville, Kentucky, we're privileged to have the National President, Andy Paul, with us today. Andy, you're from with the state of Georgia. Yes, a year ago, almost to the day you heard your name called. What's it been like?
It's been the biggest blessing I've ever received. I mean, I never would have imagined coming from that small town of Georgia. I have 220 people in my town. In our entire county, we only have one stoplight, so I'm not used to this big city life. I never would have imagined having the chance to travel to 29 different states this year, had the chance to meet over 35,000 FFA members personally this year, and have a chance to see 65,000 FFA members here at convention this week.
You've had this chance to not only intermingle and interact with a lot of different FFA members around the country, but you've also had a chance to really be a face of FFA to so many sponsors and folks that are supporters of the organization. What's been your overall message you've tried to deliver?
I try to deliver that it's okay to be who you are. And knowing those core beliefs that define you, knowing who you need to be. One thing that's so underrated in our organization that I think is so important is the fact that our jackets have our name on them for a reason. You know, when I joined this organization, my sister was serving as my chapter president. So I thought, oh, I'm going to be the next Sarah Paul. But I didn't have to be. I got to be Andy Paul. And so just showing that this organization has so many diverse members that get to fill their own jacket, it's tailored just for them, and has their name printed on the front for a reason.
So many of those sponsors and supporters believe in FFA and really want the folks that come out of the blue and gold to be a part of their organization. Why do you think that is?
I think because we teach those skills in the classroom. We teach agricultural mechanics, we teach welding, we teach how to work in a greenhouse, but we also teach those power skills. You see, oftentimes when you go into the workforce, you can be trained on the skills that you need, but you can't be trained to be a leader. You can't be trained to have networking abilities. You learn that in this organization through those examples, through our ag teachers, those older members, those state officers, those chapter officers. That's what sets this organization apart. When they see FFA on a resume, when they see anything about this organization, they know the person coming in there will be professional, they'll be ready to go, and they will make friends and abilities that will last a lifetime.
We think about the future of the organization. You've had a chance to as you've advanced through the ranks, you've seen it change quite a bit already. It's grown.
Yes, sir.
Bigger than ever before.
629,000.
So where's the next stop for FFA? Where's FFA going?
Yes, sir. Some big pushes we're doing right now. We want every single chapter to be representative of its home community, and we believe in diversity through inclusion. So ensure that everybody has a home in this organization, because if our chapters represent our communities and our communities represent our nation, then our organization is diverse as well. So really focus on that. One of the big pushes right now, we have over 1 million students in agricultural education and about 629,000 members in the FFA. We want to close that gap. We want to make sure that every student in agricultural education has an opportunity to put on this blue jacket, because that's when they get the full agricultural education experience.
One of the things that's been emphasized the last couple of years, and we're seeing it very clearly at this convention, dealing with hunger, dealing with the issue of trying to make sure people have enough to eat.
Yes,
and FFA has jumped right in the middle of this.
Yes, sir. We have the Hunger Heroes Challenge. I have an opportunity to check that out in the expo. We're trying to bring about hunger awareness. 1 in 5 people suffer from food insecurity. They don't know where that next meal is coming from. And we live in the United States of America. You think this doesn't happen, but it happens right here. We want to make sure that we produce that safe, affordable food, and we thank our farmers that are producing it so that we can continue to feed this country, because it's about global agriculture now as well. So we've got to be able to feed our citizens and feed the entire world. We've all heard that statistic, 9 billion by 2050, and it's coming closer than we think. We've got to be ready for it.
Last question, as you get ready to wrap up the meeting here at the end of the week, on Saturday, you're going to take that jacket off.
Yes, sir.
You're going to end your career. What's FFA really meant to you?
To me, it's meant family and friendships. I came into this organization as like just a shy little kid that was trying to be his older sister. And then I've grown. And the thing this organization's probably taught me the most is that it's okay to be defeated. I had a chance all through high school, every election I ran for until my senior year, I either only won by one vote or I lost. And it hurt my pride a lot. But I realized defeat is okay. Every road is going to have some potholes in it, but the true character is defined when you figure out how to drive your car around those potholes and still get to that destination. This organization has taught me that no matter where you are in life, you have an opportunity to be who you are. There's that saying that's on posters in dentist's office and doctor's office, you know, if one door closes, another one will open. But I believe if we sit in that hallway waiting for that door to open, no champions are made. The true champions are made that are actively searching for that door and then make the best of the situation in that hallway. This organization taught me that there are doors and there are hallways, and they got to make the best decision we can as we're in there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right.